Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe. Now, if it was possible for you to become close friends with a wild animal, which animal would you choose? A lion? A giraffe? A penguin, perhaps? Well, the title of today's lesson is Dindim the Penguin. Well, this penguin was rescued by a man named João Pereira de Souza. Don't you love that name? And he was rescued on a beach in Brazil. Now today, let's find out the answers to these questions. Number one, how often does De Souza see Dindim? And what does Dindim do when he sees De Souza? Okay, let's get started with our lesson right now.
Dindim the Penguin. When Dindim returned to the ocean, De Souza's family and friends expected never to see the penguin again. But a few months later, Dindim came back. Every year since his rescue, the penguin has returned to Brazil to visit his rescuer. And every year, De Souza says, Dindim shows more affection. The relationship between Dindim and his human friend is exceedingly rare. João Paulo Krajewski, a biologist who interviewed De Souza, said, "I have never seen anything like this before."
Everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先，我们看 affection 这个名词。affection 是指喜爱或钟爱。例如 ，Jesse shows great respect and affection toward his older brother Jeff. Jesse 对哥哥 Jeff 充满了尊敬及情感。或者是 Sherry has a deep affection for her hometown. Sherry 对她的家乡有深厚的感情。如果要指爱情或爱慕之意。Affection 常常可以用复数形，例如 Samantha transferred her affections to another boy soon after her ex-boyfriend left her. Samantha 在前男友离开她之后，很快的就爱上别的男孩。继续我们看的是 exceedingly 这个副词 ，ex 这个字首在这里有超过的意思，所以 exceedingly 是指非常、极其或者是十分。例如 ，This kind of gemstone is exceedingly expensive. 这种宝石极其的昂贵。或者是 the reform of the company is exceedingly difficult. 公司的改革极为困难。它的动词是 exceed, E-X-C-E-E-D, 意思是指超过。例如 Carl was fined for exceeding the speed limit. Carl 因为超速而被罚款。
Oh, how exciting! I'm so glad that we have more of Dindim, that he didn't just disappear forever, but that he's back.
I told you, Gabe, that we still had more to learn about this incredible penguin. And we have a lot of really interesting things to learn today. So the first thing we read, when Dindim returned to the ocean, De Souza's family and friends expected...Well, they never really expected the penguin to return, did they?
They didn't think they were going to see him again. But a few months later, Dindim came back. And every year since his rescue, the penguin has returned to Brazil to visit his rescuer. Now, friends, do you remember the question I asked earlier? How often does the penguin return? Well, every few months, right? Every year since the penguin has come back. So every year...comes back to see De Souza.
And you know what's interesting? Our lesson says that in every year, De Souza says Dindim shows more affection. Whoa, that's great. Now, when I think about showing affection, I often think about a mother going up to their child and giving the child a nice big hug, or maybe a cat comes up to you and starts rubbing its little head.On your leg. So cute.
Yeah, those are common ways that humans or animals show affection, right? So how do you show affection to somebody else? How do you show them that you love them or that you care about them or that they're important to you? Sometimes people show affection by giving somebody else a hug. Maybe you can show someone affection by writing something really, really nice for them to encourage them.
That's right. There are so many different ways that you can show other people that you care about them or you can show them affection. A very simple way that some people like to show affection is, say, walk by a little kid, they might pat him on the head. Yeah, you want to practice that? Oh, just like this.
Oh, you're showing me affection.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, sometimes people like to do that with children. Hey, including myself.
Yes, yes, Rebecca is very good at showing children affection. Okay, well, we found out in our lesson that Dindim is also a very affectionate penguin. That's the adjective that we can use to describe someone who shows affection. They're affectionate.
And, you know, in this section, we saw the pronoun his.
Yes.
You know, H-I-S. And that just makes me wonder, when talking about animals, is it a he or is it a she?
Hey, that's a good question, Rebecca. I believe Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about this in the Info Cloud.
Today, let's review an important part of English grammar. People are referred to as he or she. All other objects are referred to as it in the singular or they in the plural.
Very basic, right? So what about animals? Should we refer to, say, a penguin as he or she? Well, strictly speaking, when talking about an animal in English, we should use it. However, when speaking about our own pet, it's common to use he or she.
You know, my dog loves running. When I take her to the park, she runs for hours and hours.
Good example. Now, wild animals, on the other hand, usually take it when spoken about in a general way.
That bear looks like it is very strong.
You may hear some animal lovers insist that English speakers call all animals he or she, but realistically, this is impossible. Sometimes we just don't know the sex of a cat or a dog lying at our feet, let alone that of a bird in the sky, a rabbit under a tree, or a fish in the water.
我们知道人的代名词单数用 he 或 she， 事物的代名词是 it， 人事物的复数都用 they。 那动物呢？那要看你是指野生动物还是人所饲养的宠物。野生动物我们通常使用 it 这个代名词来指称。如果你跟朋友在公园散步，突然看到树上有一只松鼠，你可以说 Look at that squirrel, it's so cute。但没有过多久，你看到一只可爱的狗，即使你不知道那只狗是公的还是母的，你可以问狗的主人 What a cute dog, how old is he? 因为 how old is it 是很不礼貌的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Well, thank you so much, gentlemen. You two are certainly very informative.About penguins and about animals in general. Let's continue. The relationship between Dindim and his human friend is exceedingly rare. Exceedingly rare. That's a big word, exceedingly, and it basically means extremely. So this kind of relationship between a wild penguin and a human is extremely rare.
That just means that it's not very common.As a matter of fact, I really haven't heard of any stories quite like this before. Yes?
I haven't either.
You haven't either. And so, and I do think it's really cool that Dim Dim does return to see his, well, the person who saved him quite often, actually, every few months. Anyway, let's continue with our lesson. We read about a biologist, and his name is João Paulo Krajewski.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
I'm not sure, but that's his name.
Okay.
Yeah, his first name is the same as the other guy. So it's João.
João.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, well, we learn about this biologist who interviewed De Souza. You know, these are hard names.
Yeah, they are. Okay, the important thing is this phrase that you see right here. It's a long phrase. I have never seen anything like this before. Okay, and this is kind of a fun phrase to use when you haven't seen anything like something before, when it's a very unique experience.
So let's say, for example, you went to an amazing musical. Ah, even better, you went to Broadway in New York City, and you saw a phenomenal, a wonderful, an amazing performance. You might leave the show saying, wow, I've never seen anything like this before.
You know when I used this phrase, Rebecca?
Tell me.
During my flash flood experience a year ago, wow, I had never seen the waters rise so quickly. I said to my friends, I have never seen anything like this before. I didn't expect this to happen. All right, well, think of another way that you can use that phrase. You know, it reminds me of some situations where someone has cancer and they go to the doctor, and after a few times, I've heard of stories, people praying for people with cancer, they go back to the doctor, and the cancer is gone. And the doctor will say, I can't explain it. I've never seen anything like this before. I've never experienced anything like this before. How did the cancer disappear?
Hey, Gabe, I've actually heard stories like that, too.
Yeah.
Or I've heard stories of people who couldn't hear or they couldn't see, and then someone prayed over them, and then all of a sudden they could see. Or they could hear again. Truly, you could say, I've never seen anything like this before.
Okay, well, we're going to continue this thought, okay, what João has to say right after this. So, stay
tuned.
Oh, hello, and welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are continuing to learn about Dindim the Penguin, which is why I'm dressed up like a penguin. It's a chia, the juju, waiwaila. Ah, that's okay. Well, friends, we're learning about this penguin who goes back to his rescuer every year, and every time he shows a little bit more affection. You know, this relationship between this penguin and this human is exceedingly rare. Let's find out what else we can learn right now.
Dindim the Penguin. I think the penguin believes that João is part of his family and probably a penguin as well. When he sees him, he wags his tail like a dog and honks with delight. In Brazil and many other countries, keeping wild animals as pets is illegal. Experts fear that if animals become dependent on humans, they lose their ability to survive on their own. When Dindim visits De Souza, he has free access to come and go to the sea, so he is not considered a pet. Without a doubt, De Souza's intervention saved Dindim's life, and the man's kindness keeps drawing the penguin back year after year.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 illegal 这个形容词。 IL 是一个否定的字首 ，legal 是指合法的，所以 illegal 就是指非法的或违法的。例如 ，smoking inside the restrooms on airplanes is illegal， 在飞机上的洗手间里抽烟是非法的。或者是 the celebrity was found carrying illegal drugs in her luggage， 这位名人被查获在行李箱中有非法药物。或者是 the restaurant's license was suspended because the owner hired illegal immigrants。 这家餐厅的执照被停用，因为老板雇佣了非法移民。所以我们看的是 intervention 这个名词 inter 这个字首有中间的意思，所以 intervention 是指介入或干涉。例如 military intervention by the UN didn't stop the conflict between the two nations. 联合国的军事干预并没有办法停息两国之间的冲突。或者是 early intervention truly helps patients who are suffering from depression to recover. 早期疗愈真的能够帮助患有忧郁症者的复原。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now I think that we will all agree that the relationship between this penguin and De Souza is very special and very rare. And of course earlier we heard what this biologist had to say. He said that he has never seen anything like this before. Well, he continues by saying, I think the penguin believes that Zhao is part of his family and probably a penguin as well. When he sees him, he wags his tail like a dog and honks with delight.
Wait. I know what you want me to do. You want me to wag my tail like a dog and honk.
Exactly. I bet that's what Din Din does. Something like that.
Well, this is a very cute situation, okay? I would love to see this. This penguin, according to this man, thinks that Joao is part of his own family. And when he sees him, he wags his tail. Friends, you remember my second question. What does the penguin do when he sees Joao? He wags his tail and honks. Just like that.
Can you wag your tail one more time?
Well, I don't really have a tail, but if I did, I suppose I would wag it like
Perfect. That was excellent. Okay, now we may continue with our lesson. In Brazil and many other countries, keeping wild animals as pets is illegal. That means that you're not allowed to do it.
Oh, no.
What?
So he can't keep Dindim as his own pet.
Wait. Hold on for just a moment. Don't get too excited now, Gabe. Experts fear that if animals become dependent on humans, they lose their ability to survive on their own. But there's something special about Dindim.
Yes.
Because when Dindim visits De Souza.
De Souza?
De Souza.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get the names right eventually.
It's okay. We're not teaching Let's Talk in Spanish or Portuguese.
It's Let's Talk in English.
Or Studio Classroom. Yeah.
But Dindim actually has free access to come and go to the sea.
So he's
not considered a pet.
Okay, so again, De Souza's house is right on the beach, and he doesn't keep his doors closed. And so this penguin can come and go as he pleases. Yes, you see this phrase? It's not in our lesson, but this is a phrase that we use when we want to be hospitable. Okay, so if someone is visiting your house, maybe someone is staying in your place, maybe you can give them a set of keys and tell them, hey, come and go as you please. You don't have to knock if you just want to come in.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And I would say that Dindim can also come and go as he pleases because he has access to the beach right there in front of him.
That's right.
Yes, Gabe, but you cannot come and go as you please.
Oh.
Not yet, anyway. Later, after we finish teaching.
Okay. Here we go.
So continuing with our lesson, without a doubt, De Souza's intervention saved Dindim's life, and the man's kindness keeps drawing the penguin back year after year.
Without a doubt. That is a great phrase, and that means there's no doubt about this. Okay, we can know this for a fact, without a doubt. For example, Rebecca, without a doubt, you are the smartest lady in this room.
Thank you, Gabe. I'm the only lady in this room at this moment. So thank you very much.
Well,
without a doubt, Michael Phelps
yes?
is definitely one of the fastest swimmers in the world.
All right. Well, friends, think of another way to use that phrase. Right now it's time for the SC Challenge.
Yes.
Okay, our special guest for today's SC Challenge works here at Studio Classroom. If you watch Let's Talk in English, you might recognize him as... what's your character's name?
Alex.
As Alex. But your real name is?
Alex. Tim.
All right, we have Tim here. Thanks so much for joining us. Do you know the question I'm going to ask you, Tim?
No.
All right, so this is a challenge right here. If you could have any wild animal as a pet, what would it be? there's so many wild animals out there. I mean, you've got like rabbits. No, rabbits aren't wild.
I was thinking maybe a lion.
Oh, like a lion.
Or a kangaroo.
I'll have an ostrich as a pet.
An ostrich?
Yes.
Wait, why an ostrich?
Because they're so fast and you can ride one, you know.
Oh. Hey, Tim, would you eat the ostrich eggs?
No. They're like little ostrich inside.
Yeah, and then they'll grow up to be big so you can ride them too.
Yeah. Oh. You can have races, like, with the ostrich.
Wait.
But you know, some people eat ostrich eggs.
I know they eat ostrich, but I don't know if they eat the eggs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Rebecca, they do.
Enough talking about eating ostriches.
Oh, right.
This is an animal that he wants to have for a pet. Hold on a second. You said they are very fast. They're kind of violent, though. Would you like to ride one around the city of Taipei?
That'd be pretty cool, right? Like all the scooters and me on my ostrich.
Yeah. Do you think that you would have to abide by the same traffic laws as the rest of like the cars and the scooters?
Well, I'll just blame the ostrich.
Hey, maybe they should have like a daizuan, true, especially for ostriches, right?
Yes, like birds only.
You know something, Gabe? I'm not sure he'd be able to ride an ostrich in Taipei. He might have to leave Taipei.
Yeah, and I think you'd probably have to have a yard that is big enough. However, I do like this man's answer. Friends, what about you? If you could have a wild animal for a pet, what would it be and why? Talk about that. We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge.
Hey, Joel, are you waiting for Dim Dim?
Hey, my friend. Yes, I am.
Oh, I can't believe it. After rescuing Dim Dim, he comes back every year to visit.
Yes, he loves spending time here.
You and that penguin have an exceedingly rare relationship.
I think of Dim Dim as part of my family.
And he probably thinks so, too.
I love that little guy. And he loves me.
How do you know?
He wags his tail and honks with delight whenever he sees me, just like a dog.
Well, why don't you just keep Dim Dim here?
It is illegal to keep wild animals as pets. Experts feel they will become dependent and lose their ability to survive on their own.
Oh, yes, I guess that's true.
Besides, my intervention to save Dim Dim's life was enough. I don't need to keep him. Allowing him to be the wild animal he is a blessing.
You know, your kindness is what keeps drawing him back. And look, here he comes.
Oh, Dim Dim, there you are. How long have you been there? You're just in time for dinner. We're having fish.
Well, friends, unfortunately, this concludes our lesson on Dim Dim.
Well, don't tell anybody, but Dim Dim came here to visit Studio Classroom.
And we'll see you, friends, next time right here on
Studio Classroom.